Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, allow me to congratulate and thank you for the excellent guidance that you have provided us in this first meeting of experts for 2019. Allow us also to express our appreciation for building upon the 2018 MX1, which the Philippines had the honor of chairing. Our delegation wishes to underscore the paramount importance we accord to partnerships, cooperation, and exchanges between states, parties, international and regional organizations, civil society, and the private sector in the pursuit of the full implementation of Article 10 of the Convention. This is especially crucial for developing states' parties in the nascent stages of building their domestic treaty implementation framework. In our own national experience, milestones in our implementation of the BWC and other relevant instruments in the realm of CBRNE and WMD, from the crafting of domestic legislation and strategic documents to improved capabilities in risk mitigation and response, were facilitated by leveraging opportunities for cooperation and capacity building with other states' parties and the relevant international and regional organizations. In particular, we have benefited from exchanges with a wide range of partners in implementing biosafety and biosecurity items in our landmark CBRN National Action Plan. Among these activities are human resource development, CBRN education, contingency planning, and improved laboratory infrastructure for various facilities, such as for tropical medicine and animal health. Let me cite two recent concrete examples of this cooperation and capacity building. Just this month, we were assisted by the US DTRA in the conduct of a full-scale whole-of-government CBRN exercise, among the objectives of which was to test the preparedness of our hospitals. Also, improved training, contingency planning, and animal health facilities as a result of capacity building exchanges have allowed us to deal with the present threat of African swine fever virus in an effective manner. We therefore express our appreciation for the continued opportunities being provided to reinforce this existing web of partnerships and also hope that new platforms for cooperation can be conceived in the future. Recalling the summary of our previous chairpersonship of MX1, submitted during last year's meetings of state parties, we wish to highlight the importance of improved needs and gaps assessments that will allow for more sustainable and impactful capacity building exchanges. For this purpose, we have already discussed such possibilities as improved utilization of the cooperation database, strengthening the manpower and capacities of the ISU, and guidelines that will facilitate a higher rate of reporting from states' parties, all of which are measures that our delegation supports and encourages further exploration. Thank you, Mr. Chair.